Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are out there in the world, in the U.S. today. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and I am here with my co-pilot and soul sister, Miss Marilyn.
Welcome, everyone. Morning. Yeah, good morning. Yes. It's an amazing day.
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, I had such I was thinking about this topic, and then I kept saying, oh, I can't think of too many things, and all I can think about is that Rainbow Crow story. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, all of a sudden I started, like, so much information just kept coming in, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. So yeah, I think this is a really interesting topic, because, you know, a lot of times we don't even realize that there are these signs, you know, and information that comes in, and we are not even aware of it. And so, like I was saying earlier this morning to you, I'm going to bring up a story about I was questioning the work, you know, my work, and I was asking Spirit, if I should continue on this journey. And I had said, if I am to continue on this journey, then I want to be presented with some earrings, because I figured, who's going to give me earrings out of the blue? So anyway, very next day, I go to work. My boss comes in to my, you know, to where I'm sitting, and she opens the palm of her hands, and she has two sets of earrings, and she shows it to me, and she says, Would you like these? And I looked at them, and I had forgotten, you know, that the day before I had asked Spirit to present me with earrings, because that's what I do. I forget sometimes. And so as she said that to me, they were really beautiful. I really loved them, but I knew I wouldn't wear them. So I said, oh no, but thank you so much. And then, you know, I went on my merry way and continued to work. And the very next day, of course, Marilyn says, why haven't I received an answer yet? Is it? And in that same instant, when I was asking the question, I got that. Oh my God, Marilyn, you were presented the earrings. You weren't focused. You weren't paying attention. So this was really important for me, because thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, sometimes we get the messages, even we ask for and we receive them, and yet we're not aware of them. So in that very moment, I got all of that information, you know, that sometimes, you know, we have to really be more mindful and aware, right, of what we're being presented with. So, yeah, you know,
So today we're talking about signs and symbols and how Spirit is talking to us. You know, Spirit doesn't have a giant bullhorn where they go, hey, Marilyn, I got a tip for you. Here it is. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, for me, my journey is very different than most of the people I work with today that are mediums, and, you know, I call myself a spiritual pizza pie. But I remember once, right before I was getting married to my first husband, I was laying in bed, and I know we were late, the alarm hadn't gone off, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, we got to get up, we're late, it's 6:34, and he goes, how the hell do you know it's 6:34? I said, well, I saw it in red letters. And I had not been in the bathroom. I had not seen his clock. And he got up and he held the clock around the room with the cord, and it said 6:34 in red letters. You would have think then I would have known that I could astral travel and see stuff. But of course I didn't. You know, I had a near-death experience and a big, you know, journey with my health. And what happened from that was all of these signs started coming in. And it's not that signs hadn't come in earlier. They did. I realize now looking back. But ironically, when I got through the first half of that journey, I went bankrupt professionally with my artist-owned business. I got to keep my business because I didn't, you know, it was my livelihood, and I didn't have enough for them to come after, and I needed to be employed after 20 years. So I thought, well, I got the debt off me, I'm feeling better, and I can keep making jewelry, even though tools are flying out of my hand, things aren't working the way they used to, and bam, I had another big wake-up call. And when I was recovering, my guardian angel came in, signs started coming in, everything opened up for me. And you know, Marilyn, you know me well enough to say, I joke, I was a tough nut to crack, so they had to jackhammer me open, not once, but twice. So then I shut up and listened, because when you shut up and listen and you really are aware, it gets a lot easier. But I like to share that very brief description of that journey, because I shut down for my five-year-old and my gifts at the age of five. She kept those secrets for me, and then I was reacquainted so many years later. But in a million years, I never saw. And I know we're going to talk about crows today, and there's a significant reason why for me. And I'll go into that, because I know you're going to share the rainbow, crow rainbow story, which I had never heard of until you told me about it. But I had a synchronicity with a crow 5 years before I knew the crows were talking to me. I just didn't know then, right? And I call them spiritual breadcrumbs. And we all have them. I don't know about you, but like since I was about 12 years old, I always knew my number was 44. And this is before angel numbers or numbers being big and all that stuff. I just knew that was my number. And can I tell you, I now have like three people, including Miss Melissa Caprio, who has a show on Home Times, who's my friend. I have people see 444 all the time now when they're talking to me, you know? And it's like I'm spreading the love of the signage. I don't know. But I just think it's a really intriguing conversation. And I know for me, I've been bombarded by signs until I would get it, because I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm a tough nut to crack.
It's hard sometimes, right? It's very hard sometimes. Even, you know, like you can get all different kinds of signs and signals and information. And if you're not tuned in, if you're not really aware, right, then the messages, they just all kind of like, they're there, but they get past you. And maybe later on you start to make, you know, connect the dots, right? Because I can say that, you know, there was a lot of things that when I was very young that I kind of like intuitively knew and didn't understand how I knew these things. And even still today, you know, people will say to me, how do you know that? What were you in my head? And I listen, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know how to read people's heads, but I do know how to, you know, make the connection. And so that's, yes. Yeah. And that's so important, right? Because we have to remember that sometimes, you know, you could be walking and all of a sudden, you know, you could be thinking of someone who has passed, and you may see a feather on the, you know, on the path. You know, I have found feathers, you know, in parking lots, in the sidewalks, in the roads, you know. So it's just so interesting. You know, I expect to find them, you know, mostly in the parks and things like that. But, you know, when I come across them in places where it's like, wow, I didn't expect this, you know. And usually it's because I'm thinking of someone, you know, who has passed. And it's almost like we're still here. You know, we still got you. It's all good, right? Yeah, and that's how I look at it, you know. I also want to talk about this other time when, and I'll do this quickly too. Another time when I had gone to Puerto Rico to visit my grandmother because this was in the year 2009 and she was diagnosed with leukemia and everybody was telling me that, you know, she was not going to make it. And I was like, I'm not listening to that. I'm getting on a plane and I'm going. And I went to visit her and I did, you know, laying of hands, you know, I did my beautiful work and, you know, she loved it. And I wanted to tell her what it was, but I was really afraid to because I didn't know how she was going to, you know, how to interpret it. And it was so beautiful. That was such an amazing day because she did say to me, oh my God, I loved how that felt. I could feel the love. And then she said, I said to her, I was explaining to her what it was. So I really felt like I was confessing to her of the work that I was doing. And I called it almost like a confession, you know, because I didn't know how she was going to react to it. And my grandmother, as I'm giving her this story, you know, I'm telling her what it is that I do and how it is that she says, she is also telling me that this is, you know, from the ancestors, this is from our ancestors. And this is, you know, that I was given this gift. And in that very moment, when the two of us were speaking, a penny fell. Now, mind you, I was indoors. It was in her bedroom. She was laying in her bed and a penny fell from above. I looked up because I could hear the sound of it landing on her dresser. And I was like, what just happened? What happened? What was that? So I got startled. And when I looked, it was a penny. And when I had spoken to this beautiful sacred medicine woman who is also a very sacred sister of mine, and she had said to me, the penny says, in God we trust.
Yeah, wow.
And I said, oh my God, you know, because I'm getting chills right now just talking about it, because I just couldn't understand how something so solid, could fall from above. There was nothing above us. There was nothing above us. I mean, that we could see, right? There's nothing above us. No shelves, no nothing. It was just the ceiling. And that penny just came down. And I just felt, and, you know, I just, you know, we were just like in awe of it, right? And yeah, so I wanted to share that because I thought of her today in that when I was doing all of this. And I was like, yeah, I remember that moment, Ma. I remember.
I'm going to go even further and say, you know, you were flooded with all these ideas. I have a feeling, you know, these memories of all these signs. I have a feeling when you were thinking about her, she was bringing them all back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she was
I even cried this morning because I was in such an emotional, like all of the information that was coming through, it was like, do you remember this? And do you remember that? And how about this? And what about that moment? And it was like, yeah, I forget, but I felt so emotional. I feel emotional now too, because it feels like
connection.
It's
the energy of knowing it's her. And, you know, I want to share something too, because back when I had my store, I had designed a pendant called Mary Cleaves in honor of my mother and my two aunts that had all had breast cancer and passed on. And every penny went to the breast cancer fund. It was a labor of love. And I had it in one case in my store, and it was for sale. And it was very special. I had made it myself. It was a goddess. And whenever I would take that pendant out of the case and start talking about the breast cancer fund and my mother and my aunt's journeys, when people came in to buy it, the case lights would go crazy. They'd start flickering, and one of them, there were three lights above a jewelry case, and one in the middle would keep going out. Can I tell you, every time, to the point that, this is before I was ever a medium, and to the point that I would say to people, my mother wants to go back in the case. She wants to make sure her pendant goes back in the case in her special spot. I had twice electricians come, rewire that case, fix that light, and to the day I exited out of that store, anytime that pendant came out and she was talked about, those lights would flicker and then go out. And I, you know, I didn't know at the time that I had that ability. I just knew it was her. And,
yeah.
You know, that was back before I call the wake up, you know?
Yeah.
But thinking about it, you are flooded with those emotions.
Yeah.
What happens is, you know, anybody can speak to someone that's crossed over. Anybody.
Yes.
And when you
yes.
do and you think of them and you have that love in your heart, that calls them in. And,
yeah.
you know, spirit speaks to us through our imagination. And when you're so blended, like my mother was my rock. I was so blended. I know her better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's talking in my head, I think it's me talking in my head because I'm so blended with her. I don't really even feel the difference.
That yeah.
The
yeah.
people I work with, when I bring in their family, their mother, their loved one, I can feel the difference. So that took me a long time to get like, that the energy merges there, but
yeah, it's that connection, right? It's that that connection that you have
and a feeling away. So we have lots of signs and synchronicities we want to share with you, but most importantly, I feel like a little kid because it's like storytelling time.
Yes,
Marilyn is going to tell us about the rainbow crow. And I have to share my crow stories after you share your story.
Right, right.
I'm just so excited. So
yeah, and think of
head off to our first break.
Yes. There you go. That's right. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, that's okay.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
About, especially my grandma.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call
we were so far away from each other, but we were so close all the time. Like I knew what was going on with her, and she knew what was going on with me. So it's that
join
kind of like,
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
It's a good
we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Okay. All right.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop.
Listen,
she can't put it down.
Listen,
there it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift.
Welcome back.
So my dear Marilyn, you're going to share a story with us.
Yes.
About the rainbow crow.
Yes. And how
which
it, and
I'm
how
really intrigued about. Yeah.
Right. And how I received that story. Right. Because it all started with a dream that I was having, and it felt like I was in like ancient times in this dream, and there were many sacred ones that had gathered, and there was a lot of information that was being shared. You know, I could feel the love. It was enormous. I mean, it was a beautiful sacred place that I was in, and a crow came forward and rolled out a scroll. And the crow told me that they have a language. And so at first, I couldn't read the symbols and the signs. But after a few seconds, I was able to understand the language. And of course, this is still in my dream. And I was told that the information was already a part of me. And the crow kept repeating, "Remember Rainbow Crow, remember Rainbow Crow." And it was a very powerful dream. And as the crow kept continued to repeat, "Remember Rainbow Crow," I was in between the sleep and the awakened state, and I kind of like was hearing like the cowing of the crows. And it was so loud that I woke up from my sleep. And when I got up out of bed and went to the window and I looked out, there were hundreds and hundreds of crows flying and perching upon the tree that was outside the window. And I was really startled because, remember, I was dreaming with the crow who had just showed me, you know, the language of the crow. And I was amazed by the experience and the connection of the dream and, you know, what I was actually seeing and hearing, you know, in the physical now, in that moment. And the crows just kept coming. And after a few minutes, I decided, oh my goodness, I don't understand any of this. So I'm going to go downstairs and make myself a cup of coffee and I'll come upstairs. And my husband witnessed this as well. And so I just kept seeing the crows. And while I'm making the coffee, I just keep hearing in my head, remember Rainbow Crow, remember Rainbow Crow. And I couldn't, like, when things like this happen to me where I keep hearing something, I have to move in the direction of it so that it can stop. So I went to the computer and I started looking it up and I said, I would never put those two words together, ever. Rainbow Crow? Never. I would never think that. And so, you know, when I looked at it, when I looked it up in the internet, there was a powerful story of the Rainbow Crow. And I also am familiar that the crows are the keepers of the sacred laws, the power of the unknown at work, right? And so this story is a beautiful story about, I condensed the story a little bit, so I'm going to just say it so that you'll get an understanding. So it's after a long period of cold weather, the animals of the community became worried. They decided to send a messenger to the great sky spirit to ask for relief, because cold weather and snow was coming. The rainbow crow, the most beautiful of all birds, with shimmering feathers of rainbow hues and an enchanted singing voice, offers to make the journey. He travels safely and is rewarded by the great spirit with the gift of fire. He carries the gift in his beak back to his people, but upon his return, he does not appear to be the same bird that he once was. The fire has scorched his plumage black with only hints of his previous color, and his voice has been made rough and hoarse by the smoke. There was great celebration, but Crow was saddened for his loss. And so the Creator heard his cry, and he came down and said, "Do not be sad, Rainbow Crow. All animals will honor you for the sacrifice you made for them. And when the people come, they will not hunt you, for I have made your flesh taste of smoke so that it is no good to eat, and your black feathers and hoarse voice will prevent man from putting you into a cage to sing for him. You will be free." Then the Creator pointed to the Rainbow Crow's black feathers. Before his eyes, Rainbow Crow saw the dull feathers become shiny, and inside each one, he could see all the colors of the rainbow. "This will remind everyone who sees you of the service you have been to your people," said the Creator, "and the sacrifice you made that saved them all. And so shall it ever be." So this is such a beautiful story because it was about how the animals were freezing. They weren't familiar with this cold weather and they weren't, you know, surviving. And so somebody had to go and speak to the Creator to see how they were going to get the weather to change back to where it was. And, you know, the Creator said, "I can't, because the wind and the cold and the ice and the snow has a spirit." So he couldn't stop that, but he could make fire to help the animals to stay warm on the planet. And yeah, so I thought, that. My God, I thought that was such a beautiful story. And even when I was when I read it, I was like, I mean, I cried because I just it hit me in such a way, right? Because I felt, oh my goodness, first, I would have never put those two words together. And second, that I would have such a dream and then have it presented in such a physical way that, you know, and yet even then I was still like, I was still not 100% sure, right? Of my, of right. myself and my work, right? Which is so, so interesting, but it's because I know that part of it had to do with, you know, fear is a big factor, right? Sometimes we're afraid, you know, and we don't even know why we're afraid of how somebody's going to see you or how somebody's going to, you know, think of who are you? What are you? Mm. You know, what are you doing? You know,
well, what are you right there? I mean, yeah. Not only, you know, that story reminds me of the Phoenix Rising and the great transformation of awakening, which is what that crow literally became something else.
Yes,
the little worm to the cocoon to the butterfly. I mean, it's a beautiful story. And obviously spirit was guiding you to know that story that already existed. And this is the thing, like so many, I mean, we could go on and on about this, but there's so many times in my life where you cannot deny the message because it was so in your face, obvious. I mean, and then for you to go and like, okay, so when I was waking up and I was recovering from the end of my journey from my last surgery, and I was in a deep trance and I had this beautiful, beautiful, huge, like 20-foot angel come in. I kid you not, I cannot make this up, like a Barbie doll hair, that blonde hair, and an Amazon woman, and she was holding something and I thought it was a sword, I wasn't sure, and she told me her name was Corinne. And my tears rolling down my face, it was so beautiful. I felt so supported. And when I got out of the trance and I came back to my senses, I went and Googled Corinne. Mm. And it literally translated to the Gaelic word for spear bearer.
Mm.
Okay. So, I mean, I didn't make that up. You know, and it was so powerful. And, you know, I've done a lot of work with her ever since, of course, but it's quite extraordinary. And some of it can be quite frightening. But when you go back to that part about what are we afraid of, you know, many, 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 many of us have been drawn, quartered, stoned, drowned, you name it, for being magical beings.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, the first
the
time
fear
in
of
our
persecution,
history.
Right?
Yes, or your own life, your own ability to survive.
Yeah.
And so, I wanted to say another thing that happened to me in trance that was so amazing that I never saw coming was my great-great-grandmother came in, and I could see her hands, and she was rubbing on this black taffeta, and she wore black the rest of her life when she was a widow. She had three young boys, and because of her, we all survived. I mean, she's a badass, but she came in trance, and she said, I'm the one who sends the crows. Now, listen, I've never been a crow girl in my whole life until 2 years ago. And that day when I came out of it, I was like, it was so beautiful. And I said, I'm going to make an altar for my ancestors. And I made an altar. And I just started it. In fact, I have the $2 you sent me in my altar because of your generosity for prosperity. Anyway, went on a walk, and right at my feet when I left my house was a big, giant, really long crow feather. And I knew she had given me something for the altar.
Yes.
And that could make me cry right now. Yeah. And it's not important to go into, but 5 years prior, I woke up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m., car, and it was a very hard time for me. It was the dark night of the soul, and I knew that was a wake-up call, but I didn't know until 5 years later. And then after that, I had crows on t-shirts on TV. I had crows, thousands of them, in my yard. I mean, crow for like 2 weeks nonstop. They bombarded me. And I will never, like, I even had Melissa on it. Every time I had a sign, I texted her because I wanted a witness. now I'm not like that anymore. But it's that excitement and awe that you can't even believe that it's happening, but you know it is. And you can't.
Yes, and you know it is. It's just that what happens is that, of course, you have sometimes those doubts that come in. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they've been living with us for so long, you know, that critic inside, right, that always wants to make sure that it's accurate, right, and that we're feeling mm-hmm. and what we're seeing is accurate, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, even music, right? For me, music is something that, you know, I can share another one where I remember, because this came to me today, too. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. I was going on a sacred trip to Puerto Rico. And I don't remember the year. I don't remember what year it was. But I remember that I was debating whether I should go or not go. And then I remember really wanting to go, but just feeling hesitant about it. And then all of a sudden, I go to the pizza place with my husband. And I stay in the car and he goes out. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, I don't think he has cash, and I didn't want him to use a credit card for pizza. So I got out of the car, and as I'm, you know, trying to get him, there's a group of young kids there, and they said out loud, like out loud, Christina's in Puerto Rico. That's my daughter's name. That's my daughter's name. And I said, what? What? And then, and all of a sudden, it wasn't important that I go to give the money to my husband. All of a sudden, that's the message. I need to go on this trip. I need to go on this sacred trip. This trip is important. And I did. And I'm so glad that I did, because it was amazing. It was such an amazing experience for me. I mean, I got to do ceremony. Oh, yeah. And I got to do ceremony on sacred grounds of the Taino people. I mean, I got a chance to sit with such amazing people, and I'll never forget that. And how I could, the earth, I was so connected to the earth that I could hear it and feel it. And it was such an amazing experience that I can, as I'm speaking to you, I can really, I'm in it. I'm in that energy of it.
I have chills all over me yeah. while you're talking. Yeah.
I I've been to Puerto Rico before that time, but this time, the moment I got off the plane, I put my feet on the ground, it was almost like I had such a welcoming of the earth. And then when mm-hmm. we were traveling to where we were going to stay, it was like we entered a portal, through the mountains and the forest there. It was wow. just amazing. So what I say is, we need to remember to trust ourselves. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that word with capital letters, trust, because I know that I need to, you know, to do this beautiful sacred work. And I know that I need mm-hmm. to have trust in fully trusting what I'm doing. And fully trusting my connection with spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. And only you know your signs. Everyone's signs yeah. are different. It's not about like, oh, this happened, that happened. This mm-hmm. happened. It's about mm-hmm. knowing and following it. Because you know what? As soon as you did that, you opened up that portal.
Yeah. And one more thing about the trip, it was my phone turned on, and I don't usually have my phone turned on to anything, but my phone turned on to a song right that was mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember like even the lyrics. It was like, you know, a whole new world. Mm-hmm. I forget how
it's
it goes.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
A new fantastic point of view. Yeah. And this was what was it? It was from the Aladdin movie. Mm-hmm. It was I can't remember the name of that song. That's for okay. some reason. Yeah, but that song was a magic carpet ride. The words were, it's a magic yeah. carpet ride. Come fly with yeah. me. Come fly with me. And I was yeah. like, I'm flying to Puerto Rico. and this was in the same timing. And it was the same timing. So it was like, I don't know. I was so, even when I came back, I was like still in that state mm-hmm. of just like, I just go like this. I don't do drugs, but my drug is my, mm-hmm. is my work because I feel mm-hmm. so high sometimes, you know, this, mm-hmm. this feeling of being, you know, so in such a different energy, that, yeah, it's just amazing.
In
yeah.
the awe, in the magic, mm-hmm. in the awe. You know, you just made me think of, when my mom passed, she passed on Christmas Day, late at night, and it didn't ruin our Christmas, but she passed very late. And my husband and I were returning something the next day that we had to go, and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden Hurricane Smith's song came on, and it was, "Oh babe, what would you say?" And I mean, nobody plays that song on the radio. I mean, it's not on the radio. It's like from 30 years ago. It wasn't even a hit. And my husband, who is a complete muggle, went, "That's your mom. That's your mom. She's telling you she's okay." And it was so obvious that even he got it, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember that. And I remember sitting there, you know, just in shock, of course, because she just passed. But even then, she got a message to me. And, you know, I just think it's so miraculous when we really just allow ourselves to believe in the mm-hmm. unbelievable. And that's yeah. really the point of this show is, you know what you know in your heart, in the yes. resonancy of your heart. And that's the place where you stay. And that's the place where you, when the more you believe in that, that's really the point. When we say following the spiritual breadcrumbs, it's like the more you believe in that and the more you allow yourself to process that everything in the world that says isn't true is yes. true, the more it opens up. And that's what happened. I mean, now there's so many things that happen to me on such a incredible basis that I just go, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
It's
yes.
just a thank you.
Yes.
So, wow, Kim Marilyn, can you believe we're like at our second break already?
Yeah.
So we are going to come back for the last segment and just share a little more about being in that magic and the wonderment and how you can open that up for yourself and recognize it.
Yeah.
And when we come back, and we're going to have a good time with those students.
There you go.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free.
Oh, yeah.
AscendingHearts.com.
Or it's not happy what?
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Yeah, let's say Thanksgiving.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. And I did want to share one last little story about signs, just because it still blows my mind even now. I've documented it in my journal with a photograph, because when I feel like I'm not connecting, or I don't know what to do, or maybe I'm a little bit more alone, or just I'm a little pity pot wondering what's going on, I look at this and it's so uplifting. So I have to say, I have this beautiful perfume that was made in very small batches called Antonio's Flowers. And it is the only scent that brings me to my mother. It is a very specific fragrance. The woman who created it started it in East Hampton. They used to sell it at Barney's. It wasn't extremely expensive, but it was very rare. She made it for many, many years. It was the only fragrance my mother loved. And I would spray that on and I would smell her and it would just bring me back, right? It wasn't my fragrance, it was hers, but the memory. And then she stopped making it. She said, listen, I can't keep going. I'm going to, if I ever make it again, you're on my list. But it really broke my heart. Well, the very next day, I'm watching TV. I turn on the TV, something with my husband, because I don't really watch a lot of TV. And there was a commercial for LinkedIn. And on this commercial, that's this big, huge football playing looking dude. And he's like, you know, talking about LinkedIn. And then they show the caption at the end. And this gentleman's name was Antonio Flowers. Aww. And I was like, oh my God, you know, because that, have you ever met a man named Antonio Flowers or a man named Flowers, period? It was so bizarre. I took a snapshot of the screen and I just remember that because it's so random. It's not my 4-4. It's not a crow, but it was so, I knew in my heart immediately you were never going to tell me different till the day I die. You're never going to talk me out of it. And that's when you know.
Yeah.
That you're in your, you know,
yes.
That was my point of saying that because everybody, and people will say, oh, you know, what makes you think you're so special that you get fours? You know what? It doesn't make me more special. That's just my sign. Your sign could be whirly birds or spinny tops. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to judge you, but I just think it's important that we know that you're not nuts.
Right. That's so important.
Showing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the more
and I
you
think
have
that,
like-minded people. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I think that in these times, right, that we need to be a little bit more aware, right, and tuned in. Because there's a difference in the energies. I'm not sure if everybody's feeling it, but I definitely am. I have to say, I'm confessing, I definitely am feeling a lot of the energies that are swirling. And I'm feeling them big time, and they're shaking stuff up, and they're, you know, they're just helping me, right? Helping me to just release and let go and purge and just keep moving, right? Because this is it. This is a beautiful time for us to be able to do the check-in, right? Let's check in with ourselves, right? Let's check in to recognize what it is that we are really saying to ourselves, right? Let's start looking for the signs. Let's start looking for them. Let's, you know, what I did when I asked for the earrings, everybody could do that. Like ask a question and then wait for the answer. I mean, I asked for earrings because I knew that it was going to be so different, right? And who's going to hand you earrings? You know, like really, seriously. Like maybe you can find a penny on the road or a dime, but who's going to walk up to you and give you earrings, right?
Think about those things. I have a friend, JJP. I'll just use her initials, JJP. But she used to tell me, you tell them what you want, you insist that you get it. And I used to think, wow, that's awfully demanding, like shaking your finger at God going, you better show me something. You know, I always thought that was a little brassing. But now I realize, you know, you got to be in it to win it, right?
So well, you have to ask, right? But you have to ask, right? Because if you don't ask for it, how are you going to receive it? It's important to ask for things sometimes, you know?
Right. And what my light bulb moment around that was, wow, that's a little bit of my worthiness coming up there. My little, why would they talk to me? Why, you know, and I had a real light bulb moment around that yes, you have to be willing to ask, and you also have to be willing to know that you're
and to receive it. And to receive it.
Exactly.
Because if you don't receive it, what does it matter? If you ask for it, but you don't receive it, then it really doesn't. It's null and void, right? It's just null and void.
Yeah, you were just 5 minutes ahead of me on that description. That's all that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know each other so well.
I know.
But the truth of the matter is, the one thing I'd like to get out there for people, like, that someone who's listening maybe today is going, well, I don't really get signs, or I wish I would get signs, or, you know, why doesn't that happen to me? It is happening to you.
It
That's
is.
That's what I'm going to say. It is happening to you. And, you know, it is recognizing it. But also, you know what? It comes when it's ready. And so just be open to it. Have an open mind to it.
Right.
That because anybody's feeling like it won't happen, it will. That's
right.
My point.
And the other thing is that if you don't ask, or you say, well, you know, I never get signs, I never hear anything, I never see anything, I never this, I never that. Well, you're right. You may not,
exactly,
because you're not open to it, right? And we don't want to also be pushy, because we may not be able to see it, because it's almost like, I'll give you an example. Like when I say, wow, I'm running so fast, I'm so ahead of myself that I may run myself over in the process, right? So we have to slow down sometimes. We have to be able to be in the energy of the asking and the receiving, and being open to knowing that it may come in a different form, right? Because I was seeing my earrings, I was seeing them as, I don't even know. It was like presented to me, but given to me, not so that I was choosing, right? Choosing something. So I never made that connection in my brain until I asked the question. And then it was like, listen, didn't I give you the earrings?
Really? Exactly. What do you
did
want?
Did I give them
what
to
do
you?
Want?
What else do you want?
and so, I've done that too, where like all of a sudden I'm stumbling over my own feet and realizing, like one time I had a medium say SNL, and I'm like, I don't know. And then like 5 weeks later, I'm like, oh my God, Stephen Laurie, SNL. You know, like sometimes we've got to get that click where we, like you said, be a little more present, be a little more slow. You know, one time when my aunt was passing, and we knew she was passing, and she was around lovely people who loved her and supported and guided, but she came to me in a dream with my mom in black and white, and I knew I needed to get on that plane and go see her in Asheville, and it was the last time I would see her, and it's the same thing, and I went, and I was so grateful, but a couple of months later, I knew she was getting ready to go. And I went to my dresser where I have a picture of my mother and my Aunt Adelaide. And the picture just jumped off the little stand and went flat on the dresser. And I said, okay, you got your sister. And that was it. They were like, we're too busy, we don't have time to talk to you, but I got her and we're good. And that was it.
And it's so right. And that's so important, because, you know, you're saying all of that. And at the same time, I'm coming in with the, you know, it's like my grandma in the year 2009, when I went to visit her, when I went to work on her, when the penny fell from the sky, I mean, you know, from above. And I was thinking, it was 2009. And everybody said she doesn't have, even her doctors, you know, she doesn't have a long, you know. My grandmother lived to 2018.
Wow.
So she lived 9 more years. She lived 9 more years. I refuse to believe, you know, I just refuse to believe that, you know. And so, you know, it's so interesting, you know, when we think about it, it's what is it? Like, what is it that's happening, you know, when we're making certain connections, right? When we are, you know, because 9 years, we're talking 9 years of a difference.
Yeah,
right?
But also, you know, it says a lot, because I'm getting, she's coming in and talking to me, I think, because what I'm getting really strong is, you know, she had a lot to stick around for. She wanted to stick around for a lot, for the love, for the people that were in her life. And so, you know, somebody who didn't want to stick around in that shape, they don't stick around.
Yeah.
And you were so worried about what she was going to think of you when you told her these things. And of course, she was right there with open arms, not only embracing it, but going, this is who you are. Yeah. This is who you and, are.
And I cried and I cried and I cried because I felt like, yes, yes, I am. I am. And that's when I really, truly, you know, believe that, you know, that, yeah, the medicine does live in me. I am the medicine. It does live
you
in
are
me.
The
and
medicine.
It felt good. Yeah.
And what an honor. What an, you know, that's how I feel about my great-great-grandmother. It was like, oh my gosh, if that can transcend all time and mm-hmm. she went through what she went through to pave the way for me.
Yes.
In the middle of like shitty, shitty times.
Yes.
You know, in the middle of three young boys, a widow, no prospects, her apartment building burnt down. She ended up being the postmistress of the whole damn town. The tenacity in her was incredible. And I think if I have an ounce of that in me.
Power-filled women.
I mean, it's not only is it such an extraordinary awe and I feel so honored, but it's like, okay, what is my part? How do I show up? How do I honor that?
Yes,
because
it's
so
to
deep.
Keep the
it's,
legacy going.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
To keep
and
the legacy
I'm made
going.
Of that stuff. You're made of your grandmother's stuff. You know, it's a reminder and a marker in your growth and a soul that you go, yeah, I got stuff to do and I don't have time. I don't have time to doubt this magic anymore.
Exactly.
I have to live in this magic and be brave. And you know what? If Aunt Leroy or Uncle Leroy and Aunt Lorraine or whoever they are, they don't believe, that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
It's the truth of who I am.
Yes, yes. And that's the truth, right? To stand in that power, because that's power, right? That really is power, because
you
know who you are.
Okay, and another thing, Marilyn, my turn to cut you off, but another thing I want to get out of my mouth before we go, you know, they do not work with people who do not believe in them. So the more you believe in them, the more they show up. The more committed you are, the more you know, the more they grow with you. And that's important to say.
Because they want us. They want us.
Relationship.
Yes, they want us to continue to expand. They want us to share. They want, you know, all of this beautiful, magical, you know, energy to be felt by all, not just some, but by all.
Right.
And how is that going to happen if you lock it down and you don't share it with others? So today, so today I'm calling out everyone, right, who's listening and everyone who will be listening, right? And share it. Share your magic.
Listen.
Right? Listen, Linda. Listen.
If you haven't seen the Listen Linda video on YouTube, Google it. It's hilarious. Marilyn and I have been laughing about it. It's a good giggle, and we all need that while we're stuffing the turkey or basting the whatever or getting ready for like doing laundry for the house guests. Whatever you're doing today, you know, we only have a few minutes left, but, you know, it is Thanksgiving, and the biggest thing that I believe comes from Thanksgiving, we've got a very mixed history here in the United States, and we weren't told the truth, but if we can be in that gratitude and, you know, look for the signs of the people that maybe aren't there that are speaking to you in your heart, and,
coming
in the
together.
Gratitude of the love of, that we do have the power and the ability. We can't change the past, but we can certainly heal it.
And we can move in the energy, right, that we are wanting. We can move in that energy, and we always have choice to shift the energy, right? So just look for everything that just makes your heart sing, right? That makes your heart light up. Look for those things. Stop looking for all the things that really don't matter. Someone said something, they hurt me. Somebody did something, it did that. I feel this. Forget it. Let it go.
If you're in the stress of, you know, I got to base this, I got to do this, I got to do that, you've got to find those still moments. Otherwise, you're never going to hear anything coming in.
Yeah.
You're so busy.
Yeah. And they're here, and they really want to show up, and they are showing up in your life. The question is, are you going to listen? And sometimes we can say, I wanna,
and
I wanna, but We don't allow.
Right.
And so it's important to be able to say, I allow, right? I allow myself to be open enough to hear and to feel and to experience what is before me. Because this is important, because a lot of times we just don't do those things, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're in the energy of want. And when we're in the energy of want, we're wanting, so we are not in the energy of receiving. Can we slow down and grabbing. Receive?
Wanting is grabbing. Wanting is grabbing out there, trying to grab things.
Yeah.
Allowing is allowing things to come in, right? And being in the flow, and we only have one darn minute, you know? So okay. I sure do wish everyone out there, whoever is celebrating Thanksgiving,
you
do have a wonderful time with your family, and that, you know, you check yourself before you wreck yourself, and, you know, try and come from that open heart space as much as you can, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people I miss, and there's a lot of things that I can be very grateful for because I do miss them.
Put the love out. Just put the love out. Open your heart light, right? And beam it out. Beam it out into every space.
Peace and blessings, everybody.
Blessings, love, and light. Bye. See you next time.